Finally today, Ethiopia and Eritrea signed a historic peace deal this week, ending 20 years of conflict between the two nations. The agreement establishes diplomatic ties between Ethiopia and Eritrea. It also opens up all sorts of other links. Air travel, trade, even phone services, because for the past two decades, a regular phone call, say, from Addis Ababa to Asmara was impossible. Now some Ethiopians and Eritreans are so stoked about their new phone link that they're randomly calling each other just to say hello. Roman Tafesawar Gomeju is one of these cold callers who reached out to Eritreans from her home in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia's capital. So when you first heard the news, Roman, about this peace agreement between Ethiopia and Eritrea, what went through your head?
I was so excited when I heard the news first because my father used to live there in Asmara, in capital, for 5 years. I remembered my childhood stories that he told me, how good the food is, how hospitable the people are. I was always dreaming of seeing Asmara once in my lifetime, but I thought it was too far away because of the war. And when I heard the news of the argument between the two nations, I was so excited. You know, my eyes were full of tears, honestly. And then I didn't know what to do. I just don't know anyone there. I don't know the language there. I speak Amharic. You know, I wanted just to talk to someone in Asmara. I just Googled hotels in Asmara, and then I got a number randomly, and I just called.
You called a hotel, and who did you speak to? I mean, as you said, you speak Amharic, and they speak Tigrinya. How did you communicate? What did you want to communicate?
So I just said, like, hello, you don't know me, I don't know you. I'm just calling from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. I just wanted to say hi to you all. And she was speaking Tigrinya, but there was a friend of mine next to me. She was translating it for me. And she told me from the other end, they were so happy, they were so excited that I called. The feeling was the same, and they're so happy about the peace agreement between the two nations. And then after a while, there was a guy that came who can speak my language, which is Amharic. And then he said, okay, how do you feel? How is the feeling in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia? I said, we are so excited. And then he asked me, like, okay, what if we come? Will you receive us very well? I said, oh my God, we can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to come to Asmara as well.
So you posted afterwards on Facebook, guess what? I randomly called a hotel in Asmara from the internet just to say hello. That's how crazy happy I am. What response did you get from friends in Addis after you did this?
Oh my God, I didn't expect this. Many of my friends were, I thought that they would say, oh, you're crazy. But they said, oh my God, you inspired us. Let's now call. Give me the number that you called, or how did you start? And what was the response from them? That was all what I heard from my friends.
I mean, your own story is really interesting because it shows that this border separated people with a lot in common. Do you know families in Ethiopia and Eritrea separated by the fighting and the tension?
Oh, so many. I mean, you can hear a lot of stories, like a husband in Eritrea, a wife in Ethiopia, children in Eritrea, the families or the parents in Ethiopia. There are a lot of stories like this, very sad stories, actually.
So how soon are you going to go visit Asmara?
Actually, the first flight to Asmara is going to be next week via Ethiopian Airlines, but I don't think I'm going to do it next week, but for sure, the other week I'll be there.
So much good food, and not to mention cool architecture there. There's a lot for you to discover.
There's a lot for me to discover. You know, the capital is Asmara, you know, the people, the food. There are a lot of things that I think I'll be exploring and getting.
And what about Eritreans who might want to come to Ethiopia? Are you ready to host them?
Oh, definitely, my dear. Everyone is eager here. If you come and see the vibe in Ethiopia, specifically where I live in Addis Ababa, you can't even imagine. So we are all excited, and we're ready to host them, of course.
Roman Tafesawar Gomeju, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Reunited feels so good. That's our show today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.